In 2014, economic development and job creation is going to be a big theme for the legislature and a big theme for local governments, Nicole. And we just had a report by the Florida Department of Economic and Demographic Research evaluating the state's economic incentive programs. And this is the first independent review of those programs. So it was quite revealing.
And these incentive programs, at the end of the day, they are for job creation?
Yes. Ultimately, they're for job creation. But state law requires that they be evaluated not in terms of job creation, but in terms of the return on the state's investment. So if the state invests a dollar, they want to get a return on that investment of more than a dollar.
Those seem like very specific parameters that may not allow for other factors that may contribute to economic success or failure.
That's exactly right. And the EDR report did identify that. Clearly, our tax policy affects it, our tax structure, because we don't have a personal income tax. So economic incentives that would create a lot of high-income jobs don't necessarily create a lot of state revenue. So with that proviso, at least we have a standard for evaluating these programs.
How did these programs fare in the evaluation?
Well, I got to tell you, I was surprised. Most of them do provide a return on investment. There are some high-profile programs, like the Innovation Incentive Program, that doesn't provide a return on investment. But for the most part, these programs that they evaluated did provide some return on the state's dollar. The tax incentive programs, that is, where there are tax credits provided, generally perform better. And the reason they perform better is that the business has to perform and invest capital and hire people before they get the incentive, as compared to the other programs where cash is paid in advance.
You mentioned that the Innovation Incentive Program is one of the ones that did not have a high return on investment. Would that be the kind of thing behind Sanford Burnham and the development of Medical City, for example?
Well, it is, and you raise a very interesting point. That program didn't have a very high return on it, the state's investment, but yet it's very catalytic. By investing in a Sanford Burnham, it can catalyze an entire development and bring a whole new set of industries. And Medical City, in part, was incentivized and catalyzed by Sanford Burnham. So it played a bigger role than just its return on investment to the state dollars. It helped to create this new cluster of biomedical and healthcare delivery,
which at the end of the day, I would think is going to create quite a lot of economic success in this area. Just it's not something that's measurable by this specific parameter.
That's exactly right. And other programs like the one that brought Sanford Burnham have not performed so well. The investment in Scripps, for example, didn't produce a medical city. And so it didn't perform nearly as well as the Lake Nona. And so that says a lot about the supporting and ancillary development, entitlements, infrastructure that has to be complementary to these kinds of programs for them to really succeed.
So that's basically the difference in those two projects, the Scripps project in South Florida and the Sanford Burnham project here?
Yes, that's exactly right. The Sanford Burnham project here in Lake Nona with large entitlements, great infrastructure, and therefore the promotion of other ancillary businesses and complementary businesses, the VA, Nemours, UF Medical College, the UCF Medical College, that makes a real cluster. The EDR report also included a big survey of site selection professionals. Now, these are people who provide sites to their firms for a living. And so they evaluate these programs all the time. And the most important things in their eyes are the cost of labor, highway access, and the availability of skilled labor. And these professionals indicate that state taxes, tax exemptions, the corporate tax rate, the things that our legislator and our governor tend to focus on really aren't very important in most site selection decisions. Now, that's not to say that the incentive programs don't work. As we discussed, there are some that have been very effective in Florida. But for the most part, cost of labor and quality of life, road access, skilled labor are much more important in determining site selections, which is sort of the sine qua non of economic development.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.